This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the standards of humility. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A believer is always humble under all circumstances. You know, sometimes if everything is going our way and we're happy with everything around us, you know, we start to act all humble and we're all nice to everyone and we're all caring for everyone. We're affectionate towards others. But as soon as things go wrong, we lose it. We lose our temper. And that real arrogance that we were hiding in us somewhere, it starts to come out. Well, this is why we said a believer is always in the state of being humble, no matter what the conditions be. And his humility, of course, you know, just a side note, is for the believers and ordinary human beings, not towards the enemies of Allah, as some may wrongly interpret. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "It is of humility to be pleased with sitting in a lower place, to greet everybody encountered, to give up contending even when one is truthful, and to be happy of people's praise for one's piety." So some standards of humility are, number one, sitting in a lower or uncomfortable place when you join a meeting, for instance, or gathering of believers. Another standard is initiating salam before others, even towards the young ones. Sometimes, you know, we just say salam to the elders and just, you know, expect the young ones to say salam to us. Well, not necessarily. You know, initiating salam is definitely recommended and prescribed in Islam, even to the lower, the younger ones. The third standard is not continuing a debate if you have gotten to a point and you have made yourself clear, you got the point across, and the other person doesn't stop. And another standard of humility is not being pleased or happy when people around you praise you for your taqwa. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the standards of humility. If we analyze the arrogance, it is something that suits Allah only. Allah is the only existence that truly deserves to possess this trait. Nobody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be or can potentially be acting as someone arrogant. Allah is the only one with the true authority. He is the only one who is in control and has the power and might. So this trait of being arrogant, if it is suitable for anyone, it is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine an arrogant person. What is he all arrogant about, we ask? What's special about him in comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you even dare to start being arrogant when you confess that there is Allah who is in control and in charge, and you have no control and you have no authority, and anything that is given to you is by Allah? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, says, "Beware of being haughty and arrogant, because arrogance is like a garment for the majesty of Allah. He who competes with Allah in his majestic garment, Allah will break and disgrace him on the day of judgment." Look how explicit Imam is. Only Allah is mutakabbir. Nobody else is supposed to have this trait of kibr. If he does, then he's competing with Allah. And this is not a fair competition, let me tell you that. Because he is all wise and he is almighty and he is all powerful, while we are all weak, we are no ones. We don't even exist when it comes to our comparison with Allah. So let's not be arrogant, let's be humble.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.